Wondering if we could open the gospel meeting by singing hymn number 10. Number 10, if somebody could raise the tune, please. Just ask the Lord's help. Our God and Father, tonight we look up and we look to Thee for help, as Thou knowest the hearts of all men. Thou knowest who in this room tonight is real and who is a child of God and who is not real. It is on that broad road that leads to destruction. And we look to Thee tonight, asking Thee for a work of Thy Spirit and any soul here that might be lost. We ask Thee for clarity of thought. We ask that Thy Spirit would take Thy word and power and apply it to the consciences of those who are in their sins here tonight. We commit the message into Thy care, and we thank Thee that we have a message to tell to this lost and perishing world in an hour such as this. We ask for blessing upon Thy precious word tonight, and we commit it into Thy hands and ask this in the worthy name of the only Savior of sinners, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, before I open tonight with my subject that's on my heart, I was thinking a little bit today about how there is much that is being spoken of about fake news, and all you need to do is open the newspaper and all you read about is bad news. But I'm thankful tonight to announce that we have good news. The good news of God's salvation that we can preach and announce to this lost and perishing world. And we're going to open God's Word tonight. And God has given us this, His precious Word that we can read from, this book. And, I was driving down a street a couple weeks ago. And I saw this billboard that said, "Be prepared to question everything." And I got thinking about that a little bit. And isn't that man's disposition on everything with respect to God? He calls it into question. But may I suggest tonight that we're not here to question this book, but rather God has some questions for you. And with the Lord's help, we're going to open it. And you know, it's important that you listen to what God has to say. It's God's Word. I think of what Paul says, "Even as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but as God which trieth the hearts. For neither at any time used we flattering words." I'm not here tonight to put on a production or tantalize your thoughts and get you all stirred up, but I'm here to give you the Word of God, I trust. And not to be fake. You know, there's that expression that goes on out there, "Oh, get real." Let's get real tonight. God desires truth in the inward parts. And He looks right down into your soul tonight. And He knows where you are, where I am. And He knows if you belong to Him or not. Now the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. This Word, God's Word, is that which judges you and I. We don't judge it. And so man would like to sit in judgment of this book. That's the wrong place to be. God has given us a profile, you might say, as to where each and every one of us is as a lost, fallen creature. There's nothing like His Word. And Paul was given this Word to preach, and it is our pleasure tonight and privilege and responsibility to preach the Word of God to you. And so, I'd like to turn to our subject in Acts chapter 10 tonight. And here's a man who had to hear words whereby he and his house might be saved. His name was Cornelius. And I'd like to start in Acts chapter 10 and verse 33. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge of the quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Well, Paul says here that now, therefore, are we all here present before God. And it's our prayer and our desire that each one of us, and especially those who are in this room, not saved, and you know who you are, that you would consciously get into the presence of God tonight. Ignore the crowd, ignore the speaker, but get into God's presence. And have a real sense that God knows you through and through. The Bible says that neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. God looks right down into your heart tonight, and He knows if you're saved or not. So we're thankful that you're here. We're thankful that you've come. And as Paul could say, Peter rather, now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. God has a message for you. God wants you to know that you need Him. You need His Son. And God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men that He hath raised him from the dead. You see, tonight, to reject the gospel is incredibly dangerous.